crashing over the waves, close to the water, the spray in your face and the wind whipping past your ears. It's all part of the excitement of getting close to the whales at the St. Lawrence River in Quebec. Hugo Durocher is from SCP, which runs Zodiac Trips, where you are almost guaranteed to see whales breaking the water or flicking their tail flukes at you.
Oh, it's a good day because we are lucky to saw the tail of the blue whale. Only 10% of blue whale show the tail. And we saw it today four times maybe. And the humpback whale was really busy upside feeding, and we saw often the mouth, the tail, and that's just really good. Here is a really good place because we can see the whale really near offshore. Sometimes the blue whale, good variety, blue whale, fin whale, humpback whale, minke whale, white whale, beluga, and some dolphin, porpoise, seal sometimes. And it's really deep. It's 300 meters, really close of the shore. Maybe only one place like that in the world.
And how does whale watching today compare to when you started whale watching?
When I started 30 years ago, we got around 30 whales, blue whales a year, and 50 fin whales. This summer we saw maybe 4 or 5 fin whales. And the blue whale, they came 10 blue whales in the August time, and the population go down all the time. Only the right whale get up a little bit, but the blue whale, the fin whale, is going down all the time. I'm sorry about that.
And do you think the fact that this area is now a marine protected area, is that helping the whales, or has it really made very little difference?
It's helping for sure, but the whale stay around only for a couple of months. The whale don't stay on the marine park. They are protected on the marine park. We have some rules. We don't disturb the whale, but the rest of the years they are in the Atlantic. And the most bad for the whale is the pollution. And the pollution international, the plastic, is getting higher all the time. And that is the serious problem for the whale, I think.
And as somebody coming to do some whale watching, what tips would you give me? Like, what clothes should I wear? What should I bring with me? What should I be prepared for on a trip like this?
We ask the people have a good windbreaker, and we pass the Mustang. Mustang is a safety equipment with the pants and with the boots if the people need it. And it's keep warm too. Because if the people have not enough clothes, it's really cold offshore, and they don't appreciate the ride.
That's Hugo Durocher from SCP in Quebec, Canada. For more information, visit scp.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.